Dale and Josie, we've just invested the day in conversation about the FACT team experience here at the Iowa Annual Conference. I've talked with Tim a little bit about what the FACT team is, but I'd like to hear from the two of you what your sense of the FACT team is.
Actually, I was very surprised that Iowa asked for FACT, for the FACT project. Because my coming here at the conference often and attending Board of Pensions meeting, my sense was the conference was in a good shape. But of course, there's other issues there because my focus is mainly on benefits and stuff. So I think it was a very good opportunity for the conference, for the Bishop Trumbull, to get in touch with the FACT group to engage the whole conference leadership to be here and to talk about issues that perhaps some of them have not been brought up out there. It's a start. It's a good start for this conference.
Dale, you haven't been in and about as much as Josie has been in and about. So your impressions of the Iowa conference and the FACT experience as it relates to that.
Well, one of the things that seems to be common in a lot of conferences where we have done FACT engagements is that sometimes that the meeting like we had today brings together people who all really have pretty similar visions and hopes and concerns about the conference, but that don't often have an opportunity to be in the same venue and to dialogue with one another, Art. And so I think that's one of the things that I saw happen here today. Was it didn't matter whether it was the group of lay leaders like you and I were in, or whether it was the cabinet or who it was, there were a lot of common themes that ran through the discussion, and a lot of energy around some particular areas like defining, refining the conference vision and then moving forward to try to bring that into reality.
Just to bring people together is a very good step, first good step, because most conferences are usually segmented. And so to have the opportunity to sit together, think of the conference for the future is a really good initiative, and I really thank the bishop to think that thought of this ahead of time.
So now you've been through a half a dozen experiences beyond Iowa or other than Iowa with the FACT team, so you have some impressions about the FACT experience itself. Did you find today's FACT experience in Iowa and the work that led up to it to be a hopeful series of conversations?
Oh, absolutely. I think as Josie said, this is not a conference that's in dire straits by any means, and in fact you have a really good track record in a lot of areas. And so I think to start now to try to assure that there is long-term viability and vitality among the congregations is a very hopeful thing, and some of your superintendents and field outreach ministers and others are already deeply involved in that kind of effort within their own districts and localities, and so this will I hope be a way that those efforts will be kind of magnified and reinforced across all of the Iowa Conference.
I agree.
It was mentioned earlier in the day that among the questions and concerns, perhaps issues, you also discovered in your conversations that some of the answers to those questions were inherent in the body. Maybe say a little bit more about that.
I think to articulate it is the best thing. Most of the people that I work with earlier, first of all, this is my FACT engagement, so this is an eye-opener for me. But in the group that I work with, the solutions or whatever they need to do was already in the in the room. It was just to articulate it. I think that most people have an idea of how they can solve the issues. It's just to articulate it and hear that people are in agreement was an encouragement, or at least have it heard out there that this is something that they're very concerned about. And especially at the plenary, to hear what other people were doing was also good. The first step really has to be recognizing what the problem is and what you're doing, and then articulating what it is, and then you try to find steps how to go about solving this. And that is a very good thing that the IO conference is doing at this point.
It seems to me that in this case and in others, Art, a lot of what the team brings, what the fact group brings, is really just the reporting back to the conference of what it already knows, but somehow to have it maybe coming from some of us who are from other conferences or from the outside, and to come to a wide group gives it more life than it might have otherwise. And so there's no great revelation typically or magic bullet in any of the things that we find, but just to air in one place a lot of the things that many of the people here are already thinking and pursuing.
One last question. I asked Tim earlier, what's next? What is next?
That actually is a very exciting question, because I, as a conference liaison here, I would really like to know what will be happening going forward. And I'd like to be engaged in that, because most often there's this momentum already. So I think that should be taken advantage of to say, we should do this. And so my hope is that each of the group who have worked together this afternoon will continue working. I mean, meeting at least one-on-ones or a couple of them to just say, we need to move forward. You know, we recognize this is the issue, this is the step. What do we do next? You know, so that is where my hope is that it will go forward. And because the FAC report has also accountability, measurability, so we do have this kind of deadline that we are going to be watching out to say, I think Tim's going to ask me to do this, to say, you know, what's Iowa doing? And I'll have to go back here and say, what are you doing? So that is really good, that there is this time frame that some action has to be done. Because most of the time when there's this engagement, after a while it just goes away because nobody's following up, and I'm sure I'm going to be following up on this.
Yeah, I think the what's next will be determined a lot by the people who were in the room here today and their follow-up on the things that they all identified. And it sounded to me like some of them are ready to get started. And so I hope that that by the time annual conference comes along, there will be things on the table there that will then be further springboards for additional action.
All right. Thank you for the two of you.